Title: UCB Incorporated v. Activist Laboratories UT Incorporated Number 2021-1924, Federal CIR April 12, 2023. Content: This case addresses the legal framework for determining whether prior art anticipates a claimed range. The appropriate legal framework applies a different test depending on whether the prior art discloses a point within the claimed range versus a range overlapping the claimed range. Background: UCB Incorporated, UCB, holds patents, the Muller patents, priority date in 1999, covering the active ingredient rotigotine in Nupro, a Parkinson's medication administered via a patch on the skin. The effectiveness of patch-administered rotigotine dips significantly if the rotigotine crystallizes, preventing its passage out of the patch and through the skin. Nupro's original formula contains a mixture of an additive polyvinylpyrrolidone, PVP, to prevent crystallization of Nupro. The Muller patents disclose ratios of rotigotine to PVP ranging from 9 minutes and 1.5 seconds to 9 to 5. Nupro's original formulation has a rotigotine to PVP ratio of 9 to 2. Activist Laboratories UT Incorporated, Activist, submitted an ANDA application for approval of a generic version of Nupro's original formulation in 2013. In 2014, UCB sued Activist for infringement of the Muller patents. UCB prevailed in the lawsuit and was awarded an injunction against Activist until March 2021. When one of the Muller patents expires. In 2018, UCB filed a new patent application, the 589 patent, priority date 2009, covering a reformulation of Nupro. The reformulated Nupro has a rotigotine to PVP ratio of 9 to 4, and the 589 patent claims a range of rotigotine to PVP ratios from 9 to 4 to 9 to 6. In 2019, UCB again sued Activist, this time asserting Activist's 2013 ANDA application infringed the 589 patent. The district court applied Kennametal's at once envisaged test to find the 589 patent invalid as anticipated by the Muller patents. The district court also found the 589 patent invalid as obvious in view of multiple prior art references, including the Muller patents. UCB appealed the district court's invalidity findings. Judge Stoll writes the opinion for the Federal Circuit. Issues: did the district court err in applying Kennametal's at once envisaged test when analyzing anticipation of a claimed range by a prior art disclosure of an overlapping range? Holdings: the district court's application of Kennametal's at once envisaged test to analyze anticipation of the 589's claimed range by the Muller patent's disclosure of an overlapping range was erroneous. While the district court's finding of invalidity based on anticipation was erroneous, its finding of invalidity based on obviousness was not clearly erroneous. As such, the district court's finding of invalidity was affirmed. Reasoning: the correct legal framework, referred to herein as the INEOS legal framework, to analyze anticipation of a claimed range is as follows. If the prior art discloses a point within a claimed range, the prior art anticipates the claimed range. INEOS USA LLC v. DeBerry Plastics Corporation, 783F.3D865-869, Federal CIR 2015, citing Titanium Metals Corporation v. Banner, 778F.2D775-782, Federal CIR 1985. If the prior art discloses a range overlapping a claimed range, the prior art only anticipates the claimed range if it describes the claimed range with sufficient specificity such that a reasonable fact finder could conclude that there is no reasonable difference in how the invention operates over the ranges. INEOS USA LLC v. DeBerry Plastics Corporation, 783F.3D865-869, Federal CIR 2015, citing Autofina, 441F.3D999, Clear Value Incorporated v. Pearl River Polymers Incorporated, 668F.3D1340-1345, Federal CIR 2012. Once a patent challenger has established, through overlapping ranges, its prima facie case of anticipation, The court must evaluate whether the patentee has established the claimed range is critical to the operability of the claimed invention. Genentech Incorporated v. Hospira, Inc., 946 F.3D 1333, 1338, Federal CIR 2020, quoting INEOS, 783 F.3D at 871. The Federal Circuit opinion included the figure below to illustrate how the claimed range overlaps with the Muller patent's disclosed range. Figure 1, asserted patent 589's claimed range versus prior art Muller patent's disclosed range. The Federal Circuit found the District Court's application of Kennametal's at once envisaged test to analyze anticipation of the 589's claimed range by the Muller patent's disclosure of an overlapping range, erroneous. Under Kennametal's at once envisaged